All right. Andrew WK has walked in the studio while we were talking peeps. Someone else said, someone texted us, do people actually eat peeps or do they just blow them up in the microwave? And then before you came in, Andrew, I was saying I have a 15-year-old who wants to be a musician. And you started, what, at the age of 4 playing piano?
Yes, piano, basic piano lessons, traditional training, till around 13, you know, weekly lessons, lots of practicing. And that was good. That's a good foundational instrument to learn all about music.
Mm-hmm. But then I was telling my 15-year-old, you got to do more than, you know, music to be a successful musician. So add to your belt producer, club owner, motivational speaker. What am I leaving out? Author.
Flight attendant.
Yes. I attend to people on airplanes, help them, you know, fluff their pillow, right. Get comfortable, put their coat in the overhead compartment.
If they want nuts, Andrew, will you bring them nuts?
That's a little more adult than, okay. than I would
fair
offer.
Enough.
I would offer
fine.
Them pretzels.
You would. All right.
Yeah, maybe
that
a cookie.
Fair.
Yeah, cookie.
But you've got a show at the Riv tonight at the Riviera,
yes,
but
it
is sold out. People can't come and see this.
And I'm happy about that, but I'm also sad for anyone who won't be able to attend.
Oh.
It's one of those things. It's a happy, sad situation, but it is very exciting because it is a rather large venue, and I'm very pleased. It's Revolution Brewery's 5th anniversary party, and I'm very thankful to them for inviting us to play there.
And we have some inside scoop that perhaps you may be returning to the Chicago metro area sometime, maybe in the next couple months when it warms up.
Yes, and I wish I could tell you all the details, but it has become an unofficial tradition for me to come and play at this thing we are going to play. And people that have been before will probably be able to guess what I'm talking about, but it's very exciting. There will be a lot of Chicago times coming up, that's for sure.
All right. I think I figured it out, but stay posted to AndrewWK.com. All the info will be there as it becomes available.
Lots of partying.
What do they see when they see you perform? What can people expect?
Well, trotting about, ambling about, flailing.
There's some flailing.
Love the flailing.
Hollering.
Yeah.
Hooting? Any hooting and
yes,
hollering?
Yes. That's not my strong suit, but some of the other folks in the band specialize in hooting and peeping. You know, all those good bird sounds. And then, you know, keyboard playing, drumming, guitar playing. It's a high-energy, cheerful, celebratory kind of music. So hopefully it gets people amped up.
You're a Midwestern guy, right? In
yes.
Michigan, from Michigan?
Yes, I am. I grew up in the Midwest, and I connect very much to this atmosphere. I like it. I like the cold. I like the full spectrum of seasons.
Yeah.
Of course, this is the greatest city of the Midwest and you know, arguably the greatest city of the U.S. You know, I saw someone say that this is the most American city, and I think I could agree with that in that it's central. You know,
yeah.
It's like it's a blend of everything. It's not just coastal.
Right.
I've lived in New York for a long time. I was born and lived in Los Angeles area in California. But this one is like the blended best vibe that it has it all.
That's why we've never moved, Bill.
Right.
I realize that
it's
now.
It's got everything we need right
wise,
here.
Wise,
it's
wise
so
choice.
Nice. And I'm going to pay you a very strange compliment.
Oh.
Those are some impressive guns.
Oh, I didn't even look.
This is Chicago, so I want to point out,
yeah.
When I say that, I mean your arms,
okay,
not actual
yeah.
guns.
I got taken aback there for a moment.
No. It's you're obviously you're working out. You're taking care of yourself.
So are you, Bill. Why
Thank
don't you,
you
look
much.
Like
well,
that?
I don't know. What are you doing that I'm not doing?
Well,
you lifting weights or something?
I think it's the flailing, the flailing I mentioned earlier.
That'll build you up.
Some people call it shadow boxing. But air drumming, I actually do use that as a hardcore thermogenic, anabolic, pre-digestive kind of exercise. You flail your arms, and that activates the tissue fibers, breaks them down, and then rebuilds them from the cellular level so they swell.
That's what you have to do. You
More
have to
flailing.
Break it down so it repairs itself
That's
and
it.
Builds it.
That's exactly right. It's like the peeps. You break them down in the microwave, and they become something even better.
Andrew WK in the studio with us. Unfortunately, you cannot see him at the Riviera tonight for the Revolution Brewery's 5th anniversary party because it's sold out. Rumors of Andrew WK coming back maybe sometime when it's warmer this summer. Go to AndrewWK.com. We were reading something earlier today before you arrived, and these are booking fees of bands revealed from this website. And you're on this list, and I want to see if it's accurate.
What? Okay.
It tells, like, if we were going to hire Bruce Springsteen for a private party, it would cost us over $1 million, and then you are also listed on there.
You know what? I bet I'm familiar with this phenomenon. This is sort of a... it's probably not our actual agent. It's right. probably a middleman company that if you
want Deggie Entertainment.
Yes, exactly. I've seen this pop up on the internet. You know, you get these alerts from Google and all that about your name popping up. They are, you know, not to discredit them, but if you were having a wedding mm-hmm. and you happen to be the Sultan of Brunei mm-hmm. and you wanted to hire a great band, you know, you might not take the time to actually track down that band's actual agent. You might just type in, I want to book Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
And then you would find yourself maybe working with one of these talent bookers that are going to upcharge you quite a bit. Although $1 million for Springsteen, that doesn't sound so bad.
Sounds like a bargain.
It does.
Sometimes a four-hour show from Bruce.
Well,
that's actually
good value.
Yeah, exactly. But they have people like Bob Dylan. I just saw him recently, $150,000 to $300,000.
That's not bad at all either.
See, I think this is undersold. Plus, there was a country western star, Ray Price. Mm-hmm. I think it was around $25,000. He's on the list, but he died in December of 2013.
Well, then that's a very, very good price for that. I mean, to reincarnate him, bring him back right. from the dead, just the medical expenses alone to resuscitate him, let alone exhuming his body from the grave, assuming he wasn't cremated, that would be even more. I mean, that's talking about very advanced technology.
Pat Benatar, $50,000 to $75,000. That's cheap.
Well, she's a legend. Again, I would save up. You know, I could imagine if I started saving from maybe age 4 or 5 that yeah. I could have enough money now to hire her to play in your bedroom. You know, that
would
be
impressive.
Great. She's a lovely person.
What does it say for if we wanted to hire Andrew for this? What would it cost us?
$50.
$50.
It's got
80 if you like flailing.
Hey, that's
it costs
that's
extra. For
80
the
bucks is 80 bucks. That's
it
enough
says
to take
20
a taxi.
To 30,000. How accurate well, that, is
that? That's pretty accurate.
Is I mean, that right? Yeah.
Well, that would enable us to do a full good show, you know, without cutting any expenses. If we had to pay for the sound equipment and stuff, then it would be getting tight. Huh. But yeah, that's a reasonable price.
All right.
I've played shows for far less than that and for far more.
All right.
So I'm a sliding scale kind of boy.
You're up there with Better Than Ezra.
Oh, a great, excellent band as well.
Andrew, the reason we ask, Wendy and I have a Tupperware party coming up in May that we would like you to perform at. Is that a fair price? Can we agree on that price today?
Well, I would say yes. However, I'm more into Rubbermaid brand products, so you might have to compensate me
all right,
in some,
we'll,
some
we'll
fashion.
Throw you an extra couple
How many
bucks?
Gallons do you go when you're doing a big Rubbermaid thing to keep Christmas stuff in or stuff?
Variety. That's the Variety. Thing I love about them is they make containers down to the size. You could put maybe a pair of dice in them, all the way up to a container I could fit this whole office
oh,
in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're a very great company.
They run the gamut.
If you give me a tray of peeps, I'd be willing to do a Tupperware party.
How cool to meet you. We heard great things about you, and you certainly lived up to billing.
Well, that's very kind of you,
you
to
really
say.
Did.
And whoever was talking me up, tell them thank you.
That would be our producer, Kevin, behind you.
Huge
he's
fan
a big
of
fan.
Thank you, Kevin.
Loves
and
you.
He's got nice guns, too, but you can rock a trucker hat way better than he can. Can I tell you that?
This is my baseball hat, but I suppose a truck driver could wear it.
Yep.
I don't drive a truck. I drive a sports utility vehicle, so it's somewhere between a
That's
truck.
That's close. It's very, very close. Andrew W.K. is performing at the Riviera tonight, but you can't see him, and then if you want to read the book
That's
that he's
really,
written.
That sounds stupid.
You can't read the book yet either. Party Bible will not be released for another several months. So.
That's true, or years. I am writing a book, though, about partying, and there's a lot of partying to come, and I just think you guys are partying with me here.
Great to meet you, Andrew.
Thank you
come
again.
Back and see us again when, you know, perhaps the weather warms up and you come back to the Chicago metro area, andrewwk.com. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you again.
All right, more in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.